We will now hear Grover Cleveland, then Collingwood, and then Cleveland again.
That is the voice of the 22nd President of the United States. Almost 65 years have passed since Grover Cleveland stood before Edison's amazing little machine and shouted into the horn. The living voice of Grover Cleveland now, as he speaks in 1892 during his campaign against Benjamin Harrison, the Republican candidate.
I shall not slander the fair state of Massachusetts, nor the state of New York, by saying that the people of those states will declare our helpless impotency as a nation to attend to our own business. It is the issue of 1776 over again. Our ancestors, when but 3 million, had the courage to declare their political independence of every other nation upon earth. Now we, their descendants, when we have grown to 70 million, declare that we are less independent than our forefathers? No, my friends, it will never be the judgment of this people.